All right, let's get to our picks for week 5 of the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All righty, and after 4 weeks, we've been duking it out, going back and forth here so far with our picks this year. I come in, believe it or not, now one game ahead, despite an 0-3 start week 1. After my 2-1 last week, I'm 7-5. Richie with a 1-2 last week, he's 6-6. We make the turn to week 5. John, give us your first selection.
I'm going a theme this week. I'm going home teams that are going to get it done.
I'm going the total opposite.
Good, that's good. The Vikings are actually good, and Sam Darnold is playing really well.
Yeah,
and their coaching is impeccable.
You just say he stinks.
He stinks.
He doesn't.
And I haven't
doesn't.
Even I haven't even watched
the Vikings
this year.
Are hosting.
There's no way that guy's suddenly good.
I think the Vikings
he
are good.
He has the highest quarterback rating in the
league. I think the Vikings are good. They're really well coached.
Absolutely good.
I know and as soon as I turn on a game,
I think they're
going to
beat the Jets. Okay. I think the Vikings -2.5. They're hosting the Jets. They're going to get it done against a team that is loaded. That roster, the Jets roster, is amazing.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, we know how great he is, but Sam Darnold is going to beat him.
Their coach, the Jets coach, might really stink.
Disaster.
That solid guy. And James, you know my theory. The tougher looking you are other than Vrabel and Dick.
And Dan Campbell.
And Dan Campbell, with limited exceptions.
I agree with you.
There's a lot of exceptions right at the gate.
No.
No, you're right,
generally
Joe.
A rule of thumb in pro football. The greater your chance to win a fight, the lesser you are as an NFL coach. I mean it. I really do. All right. I'm going all road dogs this week. Arizona +7.5 at San Francisco. Do I believe in Arizona? I do not. But San Fran, first off, McCaffrey out, and he might be out for the year. We'll see. He's got a problem not only in one leg, but two. Do I believe in Arizona? Not at all. But I don't believe in San Francisco right now that much either. Arizona with a big spread +7.5 at San Fran.
The Patriots are hosting the Dolphins, and we know that the Dolphins have a situation without their quarterback right now. They've really struggled without their quarterback. They've really struggled figuring out a way to consistently move the ball. You know, without Tua, they are just a shadow, and the Patriots at home, they're licking their chops. They love the fact that they can get this Dolphins team, you know, against they got them where they want them right now. So I'll take the Patriots, even though they're not very good, -1.5 over the Dolphins.
All right, I thought about that one, John. My second selection, I go to the NFC East, and believe it or not, I'm picking the Giants. Look, Seattle, I don't know. We'll see. But a 6.5-point favorite for Seattle. I'm going to go with the Giants. I rarely do. The G-Men +6.5 at Seattle.
I said the Vikings are good. The Commanders are good. They're just, as much as I hate to say it, they are legitimized by the way they're coached and a young quarterback who is so precocious, so far ahead of schedule. The Commanders are hosting the Browns. The Browns were one of those teams everyone said prior to the season, man, they might do something gigantic this year. But their quarterback has been a disaster beyond disasters. Like, maybe the biggest disaster in the history of NFL quarterbacking. They got that hanging over their heads, and then they just haven't been good otherwise. The Commanders run this two-minute thing. I like the hurry-up thing on offense. Their defense is solid. They're just ahead of schedule. They are ahead of everyone else. You know, like we, the Eagles, with the RPO stuff, we were sort of ahead of defenses. It feels like that's where Jaden Daniels
is. Washington
right now,
minus what?
-3.
Okay, and that's against who? Say that again.
Against the Browns.
Okay.
Hosting the Browns.
All right, my third selection. This is going to make the city of Philadelphia sick. Because we just went from me picking the Giants to John picking Washington. On a day when Devin is both picking the New York Mets and rooting for the New York Mets.
What?
Devin, you're
what?
Rooting for the Mets?
No, she's not. Stop it.
She's catching shrapnel.
Joe's trying to deflect here.
Some
classic to camera deflection.
You're right. I needed a lie.
I would never.
All right, I am, though, going with, and I never normally do, Dallas.
Ew.
+1.5
ew.
At Pittsburgh.
Ew.
I know it's an ew. So we as a group just went Giants, Washington, Dallas. Look, I think Dallas is better than Pittsburgh. It's an important game for Dallas. You know, they need to kind of get it going here a little bit. Dallas plus the point and a half at
Penn. We need to start worrying about this Commanders team.
No, my antenna's up.
Yeah.
Another week or two, and I'll be taking
it
serious.
Yeah, no, it'll take a couple more weeks, and then I'm going to be concerned.
I get it. All right, let's go to Mark in Downingtown. Mark, good morning, pal.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
It's like our pleasure, Mark.
I'd like to lead off with something positive. You brought back so many good memories when you talked about your broadcasting of the Turkey Bowl. I think that is absolutely wonderful that you guys do that.
Thanks, pal.
I've attended quite a few myself, and I didn't catch all the specifics. Anyone can vote on which
school? Oh, yeah. You don't have to be from those schools. You can vote even if you're not associated with one of the schools. Get voting, 94WIP.com.
I will broadcast it to all my social media friends. And
thanks,
before I give my sports point, I got to call you like you're the Jalen Hurts of sports trivia, man. You shine.
What's that? Not good enough?
No, you lay an egg, man. I'm embarrassed. I'm one of two public Hammer supporters, and you embarrassed me today, man.
But Mark, I told
you. You're turning on
Mark,
the Hammer.
It was a sacrifice.
And that this sacrifice.
For the Phillies.
You should be ashamed that you're trying to do this. Seriously, rethink the approach.
Lose a greater class and take
it. Please,
Mark, you don't believe that it was a sacrifice?
It's hard to buy that.
Oh, well, it's hard to say that. I agree, but I don't want to waste time on that. My Phillies point is, I think what is imperative is that we don't waste what we have in our pitching. I think we need to get early runs and early run support for the pitcher so they can kind of loosen up a little bit. I'd like to hear what you have to say about
that.
Well,
and it's funny, when you first said don't waste the pitching, I actually thought of it a different way. I thought you were saying when the Phillies are healthy, now maybe Rangers not fully, but you know, you got a healthy Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola and Christopher Sanchez right now. You don't know every year you're going to have that. You know, go get it while you can right now. I mean, for all we know, Zach Wheeler could miss the next postseason. You just never know. And they've got supreme starting pitching. They've got great relief pitching. They have a great opportunity to win the championship. So seize it while it's there. All right, Mark, we got to start moving faster. I got to get the drop of the week. Give me a New York athlete or coach you couldn't stand.
Mark Gastineau.
Oh, that's a pretty good answer. Mm-hmm.